There are many signs of progress in terms of the way in which humanitarian issues are being dealt with by both parties to the conflict here. We are now seeing both the parties talking a humanitarian language and showing, at least in terms of the dialogue, a greater respect for the protection of civilians, a greater understanding of their responsibilities. The other progress that I've seen over the last 4 years here has been with the way in which policies are being changed and adapted to take better care of displaced populations within the country. And there are now faster plans in place to start to integrate both displaced people and returnees. So there has been a shift in policy. The sad thing is, of course, is that the conflict here is becoming more serious and more people are affected. So it's quite important that we make more progress on the humanitarian side.
How do you see the national authorities and the Afghan people solidifying these positives in terms of humanitarian action?
Well, the main ways in which I think they're doing it is in terms of starting to look far more seriously at the issues of integrating both displaced and refugee populations into the community. I'm always aware here that it's the Afghan people who really are providing the most support in humanitarian terms, either in terms of looking to support relatives or family that have been displaced, or also giving assistance to families affected by natural disasters. Humanitarian assistance is a secondary effort. So I think that we rely very heavily both on the Afghan people and the Afghan government to shoulder a lot of the burden of meeting what are increasing humanitarian needs.
And are there any other humanitarian pluses in Afghanistan that you can tell us about?
Well, I'm not so sure that there are. In fact, I am worried that the situation has deteriorated in terms of the large numbers of displaced people that we see, but also in terms of the number of civilian casualties that take place. And we have seen a year-on-year increase in civilian casualties, which just demonstrates that civilians are the most affected by the war. And as the war progresses and appears to deepen, then I think there is a real cause for concern.
What will you remember most from your tenure there?
Well, I have fond memories of Afghanistan. I've been involved very much on the development side as well as the humanitarian side. So some of my memories are, I think, of the progress that's been made in resettling displaced people, which takes us across the humanitarian development divide. I visited a camp where the population are beginning to be rehoused and to be better established. But some of my other memories are, frankly, the astounding beauty of the country itself and its cultural richness and its very varied topography, which make it both a difficult country to develop, but allows it to draw on an amazing culture to move forward.
Mr. Bowden, thank you so much for speaking to us. Is there anything further you think our listeners should know about Afghanistan?
Well, it has been one of the most protracted crises, and I think people don't realize that the casualty rates that we're dealing with here are second only to Syria, and that quietly in the background there is a tremendous conflict taking place which is affecting the lives of many, many civilians, and it deserves both the world's attention and support to bring it to a peaceful fruition.
Do you think people have forgotten the country?
Partially forgotten, I think, is probably the better way of putting it. But yes, I think there's a danger that they do. At the moment, we're very lucky with the level of support that is provided, but it's very much pushed to the background.